Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and our first guest is a young lady whose life was changed forever following the random murder of her son at a local gas station. This story has got to be told because it's a tragedy about parents and turning lessons of mental wellness into community support. Tasha Cox Young. Tasha, first of all, I enjoyed talking to you a few days ago, and I'm glad you're able to share your story again because I think a lot of people can appreciate what happened and how they too can handle such randomness, especially when it comes to violence that came out of nowhere. Tasha, thanks for being with us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much, Chris, for having me. As you mentioned, I am Tasha Cox Young, and I'm honored to be here to share my story of one love, loss, faith, and purpose. So thank you again, Chris.
Okay, let's go back before the incident. Let's talk about the kind of person that your son was and kind of set up how his death kind of changed things, but just talk about the kind of person he was and the kind of life you guys were leading.
Oh, goodness. He was a loving person. He loved to smile. He didn't like sadness or dark days. He was giving. He was charismatic. He loved family. He loved sharing, and he cared for disabled young adults that went to his school a whole lot, to the point where he gave away some of his shoes that his dad and I bought him without our permission. So he was so caring and loving.
Can you talk about the fact that he was like a school leader and what kind of person he was, you know, after school curricular activities and those kind of things? Because he's more than just a student athlete, but he was a leader at the school as well. And you can name his school.
Yes, his school was David W. Carter of Dallas, Texas. He was named Homecoming and Prom King of year 2017 at David W. Carter. He actually received Best Dressed in the yearbook, and he was labeled as most wittiest of the school. He just loved his friends and loved his teachers and just loved to work out and share his TikToks and his tweets regarding the way he worked out and assisted young adults younger than him and of his age with workout schedules.
Hey, can you tell everybody his name and what you were so proud of him about?
Yes, his name is L.D. Cox. Lee Daedric Cox is his actual name, but mm-hmm. everybody knew LD. Him as L.D. Cox, mm-hmm. yes. And I was most proud of his caring heart, his determination, and his focus. He was really big on becoming the next football player or a softball player that made it out of David W. Carter. I was most proud of the way he loved on me, the way he loved on his little sisters, and just the way that he loved to make people smile and laugh.
He was not just a student leader, but he was like the little man in the house, right? He kind of took care of his sisters and his mama, and y'all were living a pretty good life, right? It was like, okay, there's situations, everybody's got different things going on in their neighborhood. Some neighborhoods are a little bit more dangerous than others, but he was basically doing all of the right things and showing this is how you do it, right?
Yes, he was. He was the only man in the house at the time, mm-hmm. and he was the light of our world. And he made sure that we knew he was the only man of the house. And he did great things around the house and with us as well.
And he enjoyed responsibility, didn't he?
Oh, God, yes. He really enjoyed responsibility. Cooking, cleaning.
Whatever it took, right?
Whatever it took, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about his senior year and what he was looking forward to after graduation and those things, colleges. Kind of talk about his aspirations before we get into the situation that occurred.
Sure. He was looking forward to going to Navarro College on a football scholarship. Mm-hmm. He was looking forward to staying there for at least a year and then transferring to Prairie View College to continue his football career. And then, as he say, give him 4 years, he will be a NFL star.
Mm-hmm. But he also took care of his grades.
Yes, he did.
And he was also, like I said, very active with the student body, and everybody at school knew him and loved him, right?
Oh, God, yes. Everyone loved
him.
He was very active. He was very popular.
So let's talk about the evening and how everything kind of changed. And the way you were telling me was, he asked you if he could stay out a little bit. And that's not normally what he does anyway.
Correct. So I was greeted by one of his close friends' mother since 4 years old. And she advised me that they were, after graduation, they were going to go to her house and just kind of hang out. So mm-hmm. I approved that because I knew what parents, I knew the young man's mother and father. So I approved of him to go to Irving, to one of his friend's house. And it turned out that the friend ended up taking them to a kickback.
Right. Which is just a hangout at somebody's house, the parents' house, or just kids hanging out, just chilling, basically. Right.
Pretty much. Yes.
Go ahead.
And once they arrived, LD wasn't feeling the vibe, so they only stayed there for 15, 20 minutes, I was told. And LD told his friend to take him back to his car, and he wanted to go back home to our house. And so in between the time of them leaving the party and going to LD's car, they had to stop at the 7-Eleven in Irving to get gas. Mm-hmm. As they were getting the gas, LD's best friend, girlfriend, walked into the gas station to pay for the gas, and LD got out to pump the gas. His best friend's girlfriend was greeted by some guys in another car that were pretty much catcalling her. Mm-hmm. And so LD's friend ended up saying something negative to the guys, and it sparked up an argument and all the words going back and forth between LD's friend's car and the other guy's car. And so my son, LD, walked over to the other guy's car to defuse the situation. And it actually was defused. But after they shook hands and LD walked back to his friend's car to get in the car, as they drove off to go their separate ways, which the suspect's car and LD's friend's car, the friend said something outside of the window mm-hmm. that caused the suspects to make a U-turn. And when they made the U-turn, they shot up the car. And LD was tragically taken due to the gun violence. And he was the only one that died in the car. The friend never got touched.
So let's talk about how late at night was this, and let's talk about how this was so random, because that particular part of Irving isn't known for a bunch of violence.
Right. So it happened like Ellie passed around 1:45 a.m. in the morning
So this is.
on 28th of May in 2017. And it was so random. He just graduated May 27th, literally a few hours before he was killed. And an innocent going to hang out turned into a murder.
Can you talk about what happened immediately afterwards? Because again, I know this is hard, but at the same time, it's such a story that is compelling and it might actually help other people who have situations that have happened to them in the past or their family or be prepared for something in the future. Can you talk about immediately what happened? Because again, the car got shot up. How were you notified in about the car that got away?
Yes, I was notified by the young man that I allowed him to go with mother. She called me and said that LD and the other guys that were in the car was in a car accident. So I
And
was
this was
told
late at
that
night. This was late at
this
night,
was
right?
late. Yes, this was
Woke you
around it
up.
was around midnight. Yeah, so it was around midnight. So I was waking up by the call. She stated that they were in a car accident. So I'm thinking, okay, there's a wreck. So I immediately called his phone and he didn't answer. And so I texted him and I said, hey, LD, are you okay? Where are you? And so he never responded. So I called the mother back to find out, okay, exactly where are they? Because I'm calling around hospitals and I'm not getting any answer from anyone saying that my son was there. So she finally told me that they were taken to Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas, Texas. And so I called Parkland as I am moving and going towards the hospital, and they couldn't tell me if my son was there or not.
I know your
So
nerves were bad at that
it
point.
was so bad. My nerves were so bad. I'm shaking and about to faint and but still trying to be strong enough to find out exactly what's going on with my son. So I made it to Parkland. And they didn't have him listed under his name because it was gun violence. They had him listed under shooting victim Irving. So I finally made it to the floor where LD and the other guys were, because three of them was shot in the car. LD was the only one that was killed. It was a total of five children and well, five young adults in the car when the shooting happened. So I made it to the floor where LD was being operated on, and I was greeted by the doctor and just stated that they were working on him. And I didn't know exactly what that meant. My question to them, and the Irvine police was there as well. And so the Irvine police walked up to me, Sergeant Cox. I never forget her. She was a blessing. Just let me know that she rode with him the whole time and he was fighting. And so in my mind, I'm thinking he was fighting, like physically fighting someone. That was out of the norm for LD. So it wasn't registering to me that she was saying that he was fighting for his life. And then she told me that he got shot in his head. I'm thinking she's saying hand, but she's saying head in his side. So instantly, I started thinking about, okay, I'm going to have to get some kind of ramp in my front of my house. I went into mommy zone. I started thinking about how to accommodate my son when he comes out of surgery. I thought about, oh, he's going to be so upset. He's not going to be able to catch a football. He's going to be, he's going to be this and he's going to be disabled. He's going to be, it was just going to be a uproar in his world. And after finally calming down, and she sat me down and talked to me again and said, no, he was shot in his head and in his torso. And I immediately just dropped to the floor and in disbelief. And so as I'm crying on the floor, the doctor comes out and says, Miss Cox, we've done all that we can do. We can't do anything else for him. He's brain dead. And from that point, everything was just blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at her, his friend on the side of me with all this blood on him. And all thing I could think of was what really happened in this car with my son. And whose blood are you wearing? And he told me this was LD's blood. And I just kind of just fainted out of my, just fainted.
I bet.
And when I woke up, the floor was filled with Carter High School staff, football players, cheerleaders. Everyone that was connected to LD was at that hospital, and I don't understand how the word spread it that fast, but the hospital was filled with people to the point where there was no more sitting room. After getting the news that he was brain dead, and having to make the decision to remove him from the support that he was on.
Right, the life support.
Life support. We went into the room, his dad and I went into the room, and he was just laying there lifeless. But to me, that was my baby just sleeping.
How old is he?
He was 18 years old at the time.
Right.
18 years old. And to me, my baby just had surgery. He just had, because he had meniscus surgery a few months later. A few months prior. And so I looked at it as, he just had his surgery. He's still out of it. I didn't see him as I didn't see him deceased.
Right.
And I couldn't gather myself to even accept that at that time. So when the doctor said, okay, we have to make a decision and there's nothing that we could do. His dad and I made a decision to go ahead and take him off of life support. And all I heard with his body, once they took him off of life support, all I heard was him make his final breath, his last breath. And that's all I hear. That's all I heard for that whole week, for months. That's all I heard was that last breath. And now here I am today just trying to live life without my only and first child, my only son and first child.
We're talking with Tasha Cox-Young, and one of the things I wanted to talk to you about with this story is because your son's death, your son's tragic death actually brought a community together. They were already together anyway, but they really embraced you and him because he had a wonderful life. This was highly unusual for him to be in this situation. So let's kind of go back, because you told me what was happening right after that. You had the service. Let's talk about his service. And then let's talk about the fact that they were able to track down the car that shot up your son's car that he was in. Let's talk about the immediate aftermath. And then let's talk about the service.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sure. So immediately the Fox 4, they aired the actual video of the young man that walked into 7-Eleven. They had it all over the news.
Oh, so they had a camera, the surveillance camera footage.
They had a surveillance camera footage from the young man that mm-hmm. came into the store. And they immediately put out a story requesting anyone knew of this young man.
More information.
And what his whereabouts, yes. Mm-hmm. And they started getting tips. So the young man actually, it was three young men in the car. It was two in the front, one driving, one passenger, and one in the back seat. Well, the one in the back seat came forward first to tell his side of the story. Mm-hmm. And that pretty much excused him from all charges.
Were they all teenagers as well?
The shooter was a teenager. He was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And the driver was 26, mm-hmm. I believe. And the passenger in the back was 27 or 25. Mm-hmm. So the shooter... Mm-hmm. that has been charged with his murder was only 17 years old at the time, hanging out with older guys.
Right. So they sent out anybody has any information. And so they were able to turn themselves in. And then what happened?
Once they turned themselves in one by one, the guy that actually pulled the trigger, he turned himself in the day of LD's funeral, mm-hmm. which was June the 3rd of 2017. The driver, he was picked up on the 29th of May. Mm-hmm. He didn't turn himself in. His girlfriend turned him in. And then the third person, he never was picked up at all. Mm-hmm. He was just questioned.
Right.
During the time that we were preparing for the funeral, the driver contacted my son's dad mm-hmm. through a mutual friend, which that was so odd.
Right. Very random.
It was very random and very odd. He wanted to tell his side of the story. And basically he just pretty much stated that it wasn't supposed to be LD that got shot. It was supposed to have been his friend, and he apologized and all these things that wouldn't bring him back, but he just said it wasn't supposed to go like that. Mm-hmm. And we were literally at the funeral home preparing a service for my son.
And let's talk about the service, because he had so many friends and family members and so much community support because of the life he had led.
Correct. So the funeral was a really big funeral. It was at Friendship West Baptist Church in mm-hmm. Dallas, Texas, across the street from David W. Carter.
Yes, that's a very large church. That's a mega church for those who don't know.
Yes, a very, very large church. And so it was so many people there. I couldn't even, all I thought about was when LD graduated, I asked him, hey, you want to have a party for your graduation or a gathering? Give me some names. And he was like, oh, mama, you know, I don't know a lot of people, so I don't want to have a party. Just give me the money that you would spend on the party. Mm-hmm. But to be in a service filled with hundreds of people, and my son didn't even know that he had that many people that was watching him and that supported him, that was heartbreaking to me, because I wish he would have known that or seen that mm-hmm. while he was alive. But it was a beautiful service, and it was large.
Did it help you cope in that particular time? Because I know you had to go through the trial as well, which I also want to get into.
Yes. At the time of the service, it was, I was numb. Mm-hmm. I was really numb. I was confused. It caused my faith to be shaken a little bit. Mm-hmm. My beliefs, because I've always prayed over my children. It caused me to question some things, and it caused me to disconnect from what I knew was right. Mm-hmm. And it caused anger. It caused me to be, it caused me to want revenge. Mm-hmm. It caused me a lot of emotions.
All the emotions. You went through it all.
All of the emotions that you could think of, I experienced them. And it took me years of healing, mm-hmm. and talking to therapists,
right,
to even get to the point where I am now able to talk to you about this situation.
Right. And so that's what I want. That's why I wanted you to share your story, because so many people go through so many things. And sometimes it's what you don't know you have the strength to deal with that kind of takes a lot of people. You know, it's too much. It's just too much, especially when it's so random. It's like, doesn't make any sense. This is not the life he led. You can't say that this was going to, it was bound to happen. He's, you know, that's not the way he was. And you're his mom, and you've done everything you can to raise him right. So I'm sure your mind had all those questions. Can you talk about some of the therapy? And again, let's talk about the trial, because you did go to the trial.
Yes, the trial was years later. The mm-hmm. trial was February of 2022. And he was killed May 2017. Mm-hmm. So the day of trial, I was dealing with a lot of emotion, of course, a lot of anger. My daughters attended the trial. So many other people attended the trial. And just sitting in the trial and looking at the shooter, I felt like, okay, I advocate for these type of kids. And this type of kid didn't have the support system that he should have had while he was free.
Uh-huh. Now, I see what you're saying with this. See, this is what it's important for a lot of people. He needed a support system, and so you recognize that.
Yes, I did. I recognized his support system when he went to court. But what was heartbreaking to me was once they sentenced him to the 45 years for murder, his support system left.
Wow.
He turned around and no one was there. And so I felt like that's how it's been in this young man's life since then, like mm-hmm. since prior to him even killing my son. Mm-hmm. He had no one that really just directed him. Or if they were there, it wasn't strong enough for him to see that he didn't have to be around other young men mm-hmm. that would cause him to make decisions, random decisions like this. Mm-hmm. That will impact, that will affect his life and someone else's life as well.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk about the things that you learned from that trial? And like you said, the groups you've worked with that helped you cope and reassess your own values of your life.
Yes, I learned that. My son was innocent. Mm-hmm. I knew that he was innocent because that was not in his character to be disruptive or to be
confrontational.
You know, just confrontational.
Yeah.
So I learned that that was not for him. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't have been for anyone. It doesn't excuse the fact that they were trying to get at his friend, but mm-hmm. it shouldn't have never happened, period. Mm-hmm. I learned that you have to support the children, these young adults, in the midst of their destruction before they actually do anything negative or anything that's mm-hmm. going to affect their life mm-hmm. permanently. You have to redirect their path. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had the opportunity to really sit down with the suspect and redirect his path, because that's what I did.
Yeah, I advocate.
That's what my job was.
Right.
For the state of Texas was to advocate for these type of young people.
Mm-hmm. What was it? What was your job title?
My job title, I was a young adult specialist for the Texas workforce.
Okay.
And so
you were trying to help kids get their life together
yes.
and be useful.
Yes,
and
pretty
have
much.
And have a job and a career and something to look forward to, a purpose.
Yes, and if they didn't know how to do that, my job was to show them how to do that. And I just really wish I had the opportunity to have helped him to redirect. And maybe that would have saved my son's life or someone else's son's life or daughter's life or whatnot.
Can you,
or in his own.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how LD's death and the way it happened impacted Carter High School and that particular community? Because the outpouring was amazing. And they actually think to this day very highly of your son.
Yes, they were affected tremendously. They were traumatized. A lot of the kids were traumatized. Mm-hmm. They reached out to LD's social media page several times, which they asked me not to take down. There were young adults sending messages in his inbox about their criminal activity that they were about to do. And I would answer to them and meet them where they were. And there was a time where I took a gun from a young man that was about to commit a crime. And he put that in LD's inbox and I embraced him. Mm-hmm. And he's been an amazing person ever since.
Affecting lives in the positive way.
Yes.
And can you talk about your journey right now over the last couple of years, how this situation has not only impacted you emotionally and how you've come to terms with it, but how you've been able to assess and value not only your life, but other kids' lives and what you're doing right now? Because again, it's just an amazing story.
Yes. God showed me the healing purpose that rose in this pain that I actually experienced. And I am forever grateful for that. The community, my family that has embraced and redirected me, my emotions, when I wasn't thinking my head, thinking with my head, as well as my daughters, as it caused me to be a little bit overprotective over my daughters. Mm-hmm. And it caused them to kind of give me a little pushback. Mm-hmm. And so we had to learn how to navigate through our emotions together, no matter how we felt in the moments of not having him, not having LD around. So it taught my daughters and I to understand each other's pain and to grow together as a family and not allow something so tragic to separate us, because it tried. It tried to separate us, but we were strong enough to see that, okay, we need each other. And this is not a time to detach. This is a time to grow together.
It's important that you say that, because a lot of mothers and their daughters, especially when they become teenagers, they go through some things, because I think, what I've heard is that the mothers don't want the daughters to have to go through some of the same things they've had to go through. And yet the daughters want to be independent enough to say, you know what, I want to lead my own life. They love their mothers, but they have a fear of becoming their mothers. Were there some of those kind of dynamics in play?
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. Yes, it came in play. We were battling so many different emotions with my daughters wanting to just live their own life. They wanted to have their own space.
Yeah.
They wanted to heal the way that they knew that how to heal, but it wasn't healthy. So we had to get the therapy. We had to get the evaluations. We had to get the whatever it took, the church back involved. We had to reconnect in a more healthier way. We disconnected with each other and then we reconnected, and it's been stronger ever since.
That is great. If there's a message that you want to pass along to everyone who's listening, what would it be? Would it be about mental wellness, spiritual wellness, not being afraid of the moment or being prepared for any kind of situation? Can you put into words what you would suggest for anyone who's listening in your story?
I would say to the young adults listening today, I would tell them never to be afraid to reach out. If it doesn't feel right, trust the feeling. Talk to someone you trust. Never feel like you're alone. And if it don't feel right, it's probably not right. Trust your instincts. And of course, to the parents, just make sure that you're listening. Be the listening ear, no matter how old your kids are, no matter how much stuff they're into. They're never too old to be redirected and shown how to do things the right way. Just keep the lines of communication open. Stay in their business. They're never too old for you to disconnect from their business.
Right.
Be nosy and just stay the parent that you care. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Let them know that you're caring.
Let them know. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, Tasha, I cannot thank you enough for being on with us today. And again, we will always stay in touch with you, and I'll let you know about the feedback as well. Thank you so much, Tasha Cox Young.
Thank you so much, Chris, and you have a great one. Thank you for letting me share my story.
Our next guest is Alejandra Reyes of the Marco Polo World Foundation, and she's here to talk about the annual Dragon Boat Kite and Lantern Festival that attracts thousands to this amazing day of celebration in Irving. Hey, Alejandra, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Chris. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm all excited again because I've been there several times. This Dragon Boat Kite and Lantern Festival is absolutely amazing right there on Lake Caroline in Las Colinas. I know you're excited about it, too.
I am, and I'm actually thrilled to be here to talk a little more about Irving's most vibrant annual festival.
Yes.
So the Dragon Boat Kite and Lantern Festival, again, will take place in Irving, Las Colinas on November 2nd from 8:30 to 6 p.m.
And it attracts so many different people and so many different teams. The one thing about it is it's kind of like the Olympics, but it's more casual. When I say the Olympics, because people will see the rowing competition on TV, or if you ever go to the Olympics, you'll see the rowing competition. This Dragon Boat Festival, I mean, we're going to talk about the kite and the lantern part as well, but the festival itself on the lake, the water, the eye candy of watching the different teams row. How many teams? It's about 50 teams all day.
45 to 50 teams on average. And as you know, we have many different corporations. This year we're going to have even youth teams. We will have two youth teams from Houston, and there are two from DFW as well, and their ages are going to be from 12 years of age to middle school students. So this is exciting. It's a great competition. Again, all the teams arrive as early as 6 a.m. to set up their tents, to set up and start practicing and getting ready for an exciting day of competitions.
It's so exciting. Again, I've been out there at least 5 or 6 times and had the pleasure to emcee parts of the program. And you're out there as well. I mean, it's so much fun. The weather's always great. And here's the other part about it. You've got this, like I said, it's the annual DFW Dragon Boat Kite and Lantern Festival. And it's a showcase, basically. International culture, celebrating Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. I mean, it's so exciting. And I say this because, you know, when you have all this athletic activity going on, talking about the races, you always got to have food. You got to have all the different stands and food trucks. It's quite the festival. It's got a little bit of something for everybody, right?
It sure does. And, you know, it's something for the community. So it's a free festival for family. And, you know, like I tell people, I say, get ready for some serious fun. It's a Sunday event. Just come out, enjoy the nice weather. And you can see from dazzling lanterns to the kites, and then you'll be able to also experience the races. We will have performers from over 15 different countries. So there's a cultural performing. You know, we also have the lion dance. And as you know, the lion dance, you probably have seen it many times, is something that is vibrant in color because, you know, they have the reddish, the dragon dance, and they go through the crowd in front of the stage, through where everybody is sitting down. So it's such a fun experience. We will also have a Halloween costume competition. Since, you know, the festival used to be hosted or used to take place in the month of May. but now right. we are hosting it in the month of November. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect timing for Halloween too. So everybody gets to dress up, have some fun, and be part of a Halloween competition.
It is a lively family event. And as you mentioned before, there's so many things going on with this festival. We mentioned that the boat races in particular, but there's so many other things as well. And there's even, I want to bring up the kites because it's so beautiful. And you, first of all, the area of Lake Caroline in Las Colinas, right off of 114, 183, it's like right there. It's just beautiful. And then you got the kites blowing in the wind and the kids running around. And I brought my kids over there a few years ago. They had a little animal area, with little pets, little goats and stuff, little donkeys. It was great.
There was a petting zoo.
And you yes. know,
I have brought my daughter too. And you know that they have fun because we have the bouncy houses. Mm-hmm. The kids can also go to the different cultural booths where they can learn how to make kites. They can right. learn about calligraphy, mm-hmm. Origami, lantern making. They learn about some kind of martial arts type of movement because, as you know, we have
right.
a martial arts school that comes too.
Mm-hmm.
And then lantern riddles. There is a very fun puppet show. So they can go and take a moment to visit each of the booths. And they're learning something different about a culture, you know, that is just a fun. We have the hacky-sacky competition.
Yes.
As you know, the hacky-sacky is a sport too that mm-hmm. they play in Asia.
Yes.
Like in Asia, if you go to the parks and places like that, people are just playing hacky-sacky. So they have an instructor there at the festival that for anyone. And it doesn't matter, the age.
Right.
The kids, adults.
Seniors.
It's just fun. Yes, it's fun. It's dynamic. And as I mentioned to you, we will also have a drummer competition.
Ah, yes.
This is something too, and we will announce the winners in the afternoon time between 3:30 to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, this is just so exciting. The whole day goes by so fast as well, but there's so many different things to do, and you can walk around. Let me go ahead and talk about the food a little bit more because you got all these different booths and the food smells so delicious and it's so good. And again, it's such a wide variety. And it's like I said, it's Asian culture cuisine. So it's absolutely delicious. And I'm going to say this as well. You mentioned it's on a Sunday and it's normally in May and now it's back in November. The Cowboys don't play on the second. They play Monday Night Football the next night. So guess what? Everybody can go to Irving and you don't have to worry about, oh, I'm going to miss the Cowboys game. It's going to be fun.
They don't have an excuse. They just have to go on and enjoy the day and have a good time.
Yep.
I wanted to tell you regarding the food and performers too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that we have implemented over the last few years, it is not just Asian, but we are also bringing some Latin performers.
Oh, yeah.
We even have mariachi because, as you know, it's culture.
Sure.
So when we talk about 15 different countries, you are talking about Asia, Japan, China,
mm-hmm.
South America, Mexico, so many different places,
yeah.
including the food too. The festival has grown so much over the years. I have been with this organization going on 13 years now, and this is going to be our 16th Dragon Boat Kite and Lantern Festival.
That's right. Yeah. Time just flies, doesn't it?
I know. And I have known you for that long, too, because you used to be the MC on a regular basis. I remember.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to be out there again this year and doing a few things here and there again, because there's so many things going on and it's a lot of fun. I've had the pleasure of handing out the trophies to the teams that have won. I've had the pleasure of way back when starting them all off by the lake, by the side of the lake in the mornings. And it's just so much fun and it's so different and unique. And one of the things I always recommend to people is if you haven't been to it before, you really should circle the calendar and be out there because, again, there's so many corporate teams, there's so many civic teams, there's so many different cities, the fire and rescue teams, they're represented, the police departments, the law enforcement, they're represented, the emergency crews, because they're all athletic in their own way. And again, there's so many different, like, corporations that, you know, based out of Irving or North Texas, they'll say, you know what? we got a team, let's row, or we've got a team, let's go out and do some kite flying, or let's go do the costume contest. I mean, there's so many things to do, and it's just such a great variety, and it's like, it's so family friendly.
Yes, Chris, and you know what, it's, as you mentioned, we have the firefighters, mm-hmm. the police officers, the city of Irving, they all have a team, and we also have some of our signature sponsors this year, mm-hmm. That includes the Marriott Hotel in Las Colinas, and when we will have the International Leadership of Texas. This is a charter school in Texas, and they are the ones that are going to have two of the youth teams that will be participating from Houston, and two of the teams that will be participating from North Texas. And we do have a lot of Fortune 500 companies that also compete. As you know, dragon boating is a type of sporting that has been around for thousands of years. And the experience of dragon boating, Chris, is a mix of energy, teamwork. It's fun. You feel the power of unity on each stroke. So,
yes.
You know, it's an experience that helps the person that, one, practices the sport, and another one that competes. It helps you, one, with strain to be in good shape, mm-hmm. but also the from your spirit, you know, and then from a friendship perspective, because you go there with some of your coworkers. We mm-hmm. have many companies, you know, that even send volunteers. So this year, we will have about 120 volunteers that will be there.
Oh, great.
Just the day of the event. But these are employees from some of these major corporations that will have a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, just the thrill of the competition and the energy of the water and the pleasant weather and being outdoors and active is just a blast.
It's a blast. And again, it's visually stimulating to see these boats out there competing. And it's not just like one race. It's several races. And then they have the championship at the end there. What's wild about it, it'll come down to the seconds. It's, like I said, it's just like the Olympics. You'll see the boats and everybody's cheering for them. They're going all the way across the lake. And like you could put it on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or any of your social media because it's just visually stimulating and everybody gets all excited. And like you said, for the different teams involved, it's like, whoo, teamwork. We made it happen. And even if they don't win that particular year, it's so exciting and it's competitive. And I remember one year there was a team from Austin. I want to say it was a firefighters from Austin. And they won. And oh, man, they had different groups and everybody was all excited and they were posing on the stage and getting their trophies. It's just visually stimulating. And speaking of that stage, there's several performances that happen throughout the day on that stage. Can you talk about some of the different stage performances and some of the dances? Because, again, if you think about some traditional dances from all over the world, it's really, really exciting. And then they got current music as well.
Yes, you know, Chris, we will have performers from Thailand, mm-hmm. From China. Then mm-hmm. you can have also the mariachi bands.
Yes.
That will be there. We do have the youth performers, and those are going to be with martial arts. And then you will have some other ones that may be singing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
lots
of them.
Yeah.
Yes, there's not. I will tell you this. I arrived there at the festival along with some of the other committee members and organizers. We get there at 6 a.m. and our day goes by so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one time a year that this event
yes.
takes place. But you know what? I will describe it in a way. In a sense, you can go to the state fair. You can go to mm-hmm. many different festivals throughout the city, but you're limited to what you see. And for this particular group, they bring you like lots of performers and mm-hmm. lots of different activities onto one.
Yes.
In one area, one
yes.
day.
Yes. it is so much fun. And again, this is the other part about it. If you're the kind of person that likes to exercise or get out and about or do things like that, there's something for you. If you just want to watch, let's say you're a senior and you say, you know what, I just want to get out of the house. I want to get out of the house with the family. And I just want to watch. You can watch all the performances on the stage, or you can walk over towards the lake, or you could have a picnic blanket and you can watch all the kites in the sky, or you could take some of the grandkids over to the petting zoo area. It's just so many different. And then the monorail is in the background. It's just visually stimulating. And I just, like I said, I'm getting a big grin on my face again just talking about it, because it is just that much fun. And let's say you just like food. You want to go to different, instead of like going to, let's go to this one part of town and they get this one restaurant over there, or there's a bunch of restaurants in it. This, all the different booths and the different food trucks, it's like, oh, I could sit over here, or I could go over there. And let's bring up the martial arts again. I got to tell you something, Alejandra. I've Yes. never told you this before. Guess who my hero was growing up in the world of sports? You'll never guess.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't have to do with martial arts.
Yes, Bruce Lee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey! Why don't you share that with me and you tell me who it is?
Bruce Lee. It's Bruce Lee. People Bruce ask Lee, me that yes. all the time because, you know, I'm involved in sports all of my career. And they're like, oh, was your favorite athlete? Was it a basketball player? Was it, you know, was it Michael Jordan? Or was your favorite player somebody like baseball and, you know, or football player like Emmitt Smith? I said, my favorite
martial arts athlete is
Bruce Lee, martial arts. I'm nowhere near close to him, but I tried to understand the discipline. The discipline's the greatest strength. And I watched all of his movies. I still have videos of his movies. And I remember, I mean, this is so crazy, but it's true. He was actually making a movie with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's 7'4". And I've talked to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about Bruce Lee, and he was a movie star, and he was also a TV actor, and he was in this TV show called The Green Hornet. And you could go on uh-huh. YouTube and see all those episodes. And he was just a mild-mannered guy, but he knew all the disciplines of martial arts, and he was just strong, and he could beat you if he wanted to fight you if he had to, but he saved it just in case. And he was very philosophical. So I was like all about all of that. So again, the fact that you get the martial arts demonstrations going on at the Dragon Boat Festival as well. I mean, man, that's something for everybody.
It sure is. And you know what? Something else, too, that you can describe it as we are just talking today. Mm-hmm. But for example, the eye dotting ceremony, that is something that you do not find that unless you travel to some of the places where Dragon Boat it originated from, as you know. So this is something that takes place at noontime. Mm-hmm. And that will be some of the boats prior to the new boats going in the water. Okay. They're doing eye dotting ceremony. And it's just a really beautiful and cool tradition too that they do. Then after that, they go ahead and schedule the custom parade. And then you have the dragon and the lion dancing in front of the stage. And then from there, it follows and they move to, there's an award ceremony too for all the supporters.
That's right.
For the past 16 years. Mm-hmm. And then we have the international costume parade that follows. So there will be just different things. As you know, the Marco Polo World Foundation, Chris, to talk a little more about the organization.
Yes.
It's a nonprofit organization, correct?
A 501c3.
It's a 501c3, and their mission is just to foster and to promote cultural appreciation or cultural diversity, understanding different traditions, you know, and promoting multicultural unity. However, the Marco Polo World Foundation is who hosts the Dragon Boat Kite and Lantern Festival. They also have some other Asian cultural seminars throughout the year, and they have a beauty pageant now. It's called Global Glamour Extravaganza. That is a new event that is for youth as well.
That's
The Miss Global Glamour Extravaganza, and it's from the ages of 18 to 25, and that takes place in Richardson every year, August 2nd. Now, the candidates, what they do is they're going to represent various countries, correct?
Right.
And the details for next year, Global Extravaganza, will be on our website at the Marco Polo World Foundation.org. As you know, too, something that I have been doing on my Saturdays when I have some free time, and since I am athletic myself, we have the Dragon Boat Racing Club.
Tell me more.
Yes, I'm going to tell you that is so much fun. You have to join us So what you do is you go on the website and then you can either become a member, right? So you can sign up for a yearly membership or you can do a youth membership. Anyone that is from 14 to 18 years of age. You can even add your family members or spouse or family membership. You can find all the details on the website, Marco Polo World Foundation. And what we do is every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9:30, we practice dragon boating. And you know what? I like to do yoga. I like hiking outdoors, many different kind of sporting activities. But if you want to stay fitted, you know, this is something fun to do.
Oh, yeah.
You can either go with a group of friends or with some of your coworkers. Or if you have kids, you know, they are within that age group, you can just bring them and experience the sport, you know. So then you go there for 1 hour. And then we have a coach that trains you on how to stroke correctly, because as you know, that is the power of unity.
That's right. Everybody's got to be on the same page. Yep. You got to row in unison.
Yes, it has to be. And it's a good workout.
It really is.
So that takes place. And you know, so it's the Dragon Boat Racing Club, from April through the end of October. So I have to wait until April again before I resume my dragon boating, because as you know, the day of the festival, I don't have time to go on the boats or to get in one of the boats and compete.
Yeah, you're everywhere. You're everywhere getting it done. And by the way, this one I want to ask you as well, because I've mentioned this before. I got involved with the festival because Diana Wang reached out to me. Several years ago, she said, Chris, can you be a part of this? And I'm the kind of person that likes to do a lot of different things. In fact, I've traveled all over the world. I've been to Tokyo. I've been to Hong Kong. I've been to Bangkok. I've been the northern jungles of Thailand on a trek. I've done all these different kind of things. That was just, and I've been to Australia, and I've been to, of course, in Europe and South America, just came back from Brazil, and I've been all over the Caribbean. I've been all over Mexico. And I was like, you know what? I want to go see what this Dragon Boat Festival is all about. So I did. So I was glad to be a part of it for several years. And again, I'm coming back out there this time around on November the 2nd. So I've got to ask you this, because I've never asked you this on the show. Alejandra, how did you get involved? Did Diana Wang give you a phone call as well? She okay, is a dynamo.
So, you know, for me, I just like you, I support cultural diversity.
Yes.
I support education. I love cultural events. Mm-hmm. And I have traveled the world myself. So I have been to some places in Asia. Mm-hmm. And then I was always so intrigued with the culture and some of their performers. I even learned to play hakisaki with one of their trainers.
Look at you.
During one of my trips to China. And mm-hmm. I did go to one of the Olympics back, I think, 2008 is when I went.
Yes.
But anyways, so at some point of my career, you know, I had a radio show, but it was just for the community. It was mm-hmm. just something that I did for fun on Sundays. So I will just talk about different events, different things that were sure. happening in the community, mm-hmm. Keep everyone informed. And then sometimes I will have different type of hosts. So one of those occasions, there was one of the foundation members, Mr. Makita.
Yes, I know him too.
He used to organize political campaigns. So then mm-hmm. he was one of the interviews with the mayor for one of the cities. And then he said, I would love to have you to come and help us at our foundation. And I say, you know what? Just like you did 13 years ago, mm-hmm. I said, let me attend one of the meetings. But not just that, I have established and met some amazing people throughout the years.
Yeah.
Because as you know, our organizing committee and our board members have been with the foundation for many years.
That's right.
And some of those, we have some support of Congress. We have from various corporate backgrounds, mm-hmm. cultural backgrounds. So it's a really unique group. And so then I started helping, you know, I implemented some of my media production, public relations and sales and marketing experience, because I like to give back to the community. I've been very fortunate, you know, and mm-hmm. I said, let me just go ahead and it's fun. And then we put something together, you know, for everyone to enjoy in the city of Irvine, not just in the city of Irvine, because it brings over 25,000 attendees from North Texas.
Yes.
And we even have attendees from other cities. Mm-hmm. Not just that, Chris, but as you know, Dragon Boating, too, is gaining popularity in the United States. But they even have a competition, which I want to go one day. It's in Hong Kong. Diana and I were talking about it. Diana Mailan Wan, which is the founder mm-hmm. Of this amazing organization. And I said, that would be really nice, because I will be curious to see how the Hong Kong competition is compared to the one we have here in Irvine, Las Colinas, you know?
Oh, yeah. That would be so nice. And by the way, I'm just over here grinning because you mentioned Mr. Makita. When I met him, and again, I would see him more than Diana over the years. I would always see him. And he reminded me of the very smart guy in the Karate Kid movie. He just did.
Absolutely. He sure does.
Yes. You know what?
And you know, his background is liberal arts. Mm-hmm. However, he was known for working with various of our politicians locally, mm-hmm. you know. And
yeah, he knows everybody.
Yeah. Oh, he sure does. He's a PR pro, I will call him. But he did put together a really good group of individuals like yourself, myself, you know, that helped this mm-hmm. organization. And Chris, I want to thank you, too, for your continuous support, because,
oh, for sure.
you know, when I go even to the Mavericks games, mm-hmm. to the basketball, I like to go to the games because I like to hear you.
Thank you.
With how you are keeping the crowd, mm-hmm. you know, and just making it so much fun. And you do the same thing. You bring the same energy when you come to the festival.
I sure do. It's so much fun. It's just so much fun.
It sure is. But you know what? I want to just invite everyone just to come out on November 2nd Irvine, you
That's
know,
right. Lake Caroline in Las Colinas. Yeah. And you know what?
Levy Plaza.
That's right. And you know what? Again, it's so well organized as well. The parking is organized. I mean, they'll help you get to your parking spot well. Again, the boat races are all timely and organized. The performances on the stage are organized. The food is absolutely delicious. The kite flying is sensational. Like you said, the dragons going through the crowd. And we're talking about, you know, this. We're not talking about real dragons. We're talking about the costumes. And it's like a parade. If you ever look at the parades, you'll say, oh, look at that dragon. So, again, it's also well organized. And again, the performances, the martial arts performances, the award ceremony at the end, I think everybody that's involved is always impressed and amazed. And you, how long do you guys prepare for this? I mean, I know it, you just don't do it like within a month, even though you've been doing it every single year. It's got to take months to prepare for this. This is one of the marquee things that you mentioned that the Marco Polo World Foundation does, right?
Yes, and you absolutely. And you know what we do? We stay in contact throughout the year, and then, for example, the racing club, that mm-hmm. is something that runs throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But we prepare 6 months, 8 months in yeah. advance, because you know there's a lot of logistics. Just think of 120 volunteers that come that day.
Oh yeah,
and then think of the different vendors. So throughout the year, we're always attending different events. Different organizations that we can invite. So it brings a lot of people. We even have some representatives from Washington that come from mm-hmm. time to time. General Consul out of Mexico, El Salvador, Tokyo, Japan. And those are just some of the countries that attend, you know, some of the embassies.
Exactly.
Yes. But, you know, I would love for everyone to get to experience this amazing festival. Again, it's just a one-day event, free admission. You don't even have to pay for parking either. And
that's right.
We look forward to seeing you there.
That's right. And I'll see you there myself on the 2nd. Hey, Alejandra, thank you for joining us. And thank you all for listening to Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.